Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Gray here with a little bit of a voice issue today. But
great.
You know, what's worse than being a talk show host with a bad voice? You know? So thank you for tolerating this weird voice I have today. But rock god Rick's full voiced here and raring to go. And we've got such a great guest. So it's our honor today to have Mr. Bill Shedd from AFCO and a CCA in the studio with us talking fishing here.
You got it, man. Talking so much fun, and there's so much going on right now. I mean, again, first hour has gone by, and we barely scratched the surface with all the stuff going on with AFCO and CCA and the fishing, and we're certainly going to get into the fishing here at the Catch Report, but lots of great stuff going on. It is almost January, and there's still tuna and yellowtail, and it's just crazy to think how good our fishing is right now. It made me really smile hearing about, you know, the bluefin stuff that you guys were just talking about with CCA and thinking, you know, I mean, that we're catching those fish in January.
Yeah.
And we were at Point Loma Seafoods yesterday with Bart Hall on here, the whole tackle store. We all had our first meeting kind of strategizing for Fred Hall, and we go to our meeting place, and that's Point Loma Seafoods. And Terry said, you know, over the counter, we were all ordering our food, well, you know, who do you think is going to catch the first bluefin tuna of the year? And we all just said, well, whoever decides to go on January 1. I mean, you name the amount of people. I mean, they're still around. So we're having a great time here in the second hour. And we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us and get in on the fun in the second hour, there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, answering questions, hearing great information, we've also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's an AFCO Horizon Fleece. I know it's Pete's favorite jacket. And you're going to get that awesome Horizon Fleece from AFCO at the end of the show today if you're the lucky caller.
Indeed. Let's find out what's biting out there.
It's time. It's time for our Catch Report, which today is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you to catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Sharkbait, Save-On Tackle, Takas Tackle, and the Longfin. You got more. It's SatoCrimpAndWinder.com.
All right. Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Adjuvant with our private boater buddy report from FishDope.com. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Bill.
Morning,
Great
Mark.
Show
Mark.
Today, guys.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate
it. Yeah, we really appreciate all your help on everything, Bill, for so many years, and you do a fantastic job. But this is our last Fish Dope report of what's been a nothing short of fantastic season here for 2017. Even though it's technically winter, guys, there's still a lot going on, both inshore and offshore. So we'll start over at Catalina, my favorite island. Squid situation over there is looking good. There's bait on the front there just above Lionhead. Lots of it, no shortage. And major tonnage around the back there between Cat Harbor and Little Harbor. There's major volume there. I was talking to the world famous Captain Dave Hansen last night, getting a little update because I've been out of town for a few days, and he had just been fishing back there and was just totally impressed with the volume of bait that's in the area. So that bodes well, there's no doubt about it. And along with that bait, you know, there's been a definite uptick in that sea bass fishing. It's mixed grade of fish, some just over legal size, some up to tanker grade. There's definitely a nice school roaming around, and that bodes well because it's early. In the last few years, we haven't seen that much at this time of year. So that all's looking good. And as a side note, guys, a lot of time when all that bait's in the area, that daytime bass fishing, man, you'd think there might not even be a calico bass living at Catalina. But it can be wide open in the dark. And there's no doubt that nighttime bass fishing in the wintertime can be seriously cold, but very, very productive. It's mostly deep structure and the outside kelp lines, you know, 15, 18, 20 fathoms like that with a heavier lead head and a live squid. But, man, that nighttime bass fishing was fun. Along the coast, same thing. That bass fishing has been pretty darn good. It's been best late afternoon into the evening on the live squid. There's been a few halibuts mixed in all up and down the coast there, and a lot of that halibut is deep right now, 15 to, like, 25 fathoms there for the wintertime. And offshore, hard to believe, but a little bit of that bluefin is still around. You know, it's definitely winding down, something like it was, but there's still some of that fish hanging out on the 60, and there's still the occasional bluefin mixed in with those kelp petty yellows that are scattered from the butterfly into the 302 there. So here we are, almost 2018, guys. Do not forget to get your new fishing license. It's that time. And also remember, rockfish closes tomorrow. Sculpin fishing opens up on the 1st. So we got that stuff to deal with there. And what a season, man. It's been a blast doing these reports for you this year, guys. And I'm looking forward to 2018. Happy New Year, everybody.
Who would have thought, Mark, that starting, I think it was in the early part of March, you started doing reports about catching bluefin tuna. And here it is, the last report of the year. And we're still having reports about catching bluefin tuna.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, this has to be some kind of a new normal. It's just a different paradigm than what we've been dealing with. You know, I love it, man. It makes my job a lot easier. It's better than talking about perch in the wintertime.
No doubt about it. Well, fishdope.com is keeping people on the fish, whether it be bluefin, sea bass, yellowtail. I know, how do you think everybody knew that yellowtail was biting? You think all the guys were telling, all the half-day boats were saying, hey, come on out, there's yellowtail out here. No, fishdope.com gave the report, and that's how anglers were able to get on that local yellowtail here. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And how do we find you, Mark?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bulls and Cheek and Edinger. Phone numbers are 714-840-4262, and the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, there's no telling what we're going to have to report about next year.
That's for sure. All right. Well, Happy New Year to you, Mark, and thanks for all your fantastic reports here on Let's Talk Hookup. I believe this makes number 52 of 52 this year, and we appreciate all your efforts that you put forth on this report and keeping anglers informed. And Happy New Year to you.
Same to you guys, and get out there and catch a few fish, guys. Yeah. You're biting.
Thanks,
we'll
Mark.
See you.
All right. Thanks, Mark. See you later. All right, let's continue on to go ahead and down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great
morning.
Yeah, a little slow down on the fishing. You know, they still caught some yellowtail through the week here. Wednesday, Thursday, saw yellowtail. No yellowtail yesterday morning on the half-day trip there, but they'll still be out there looking for them. Beyond that, some very good bottom fishing. Rockfish, reds, other bottom fish, and like we talked about, you got today and tomorrow to get in on those. We have to take a short break. Those overnight trips slowed down the bluefin. They saw a handful of bluefin, a lot of yellowtail on those overnight trips. So if you can't catch them on the half day, you can always hop on one of those day and a half trips. And check the website, c4thlanding.com. Our half day schedule is up there. We got day and a half trips scheduled into next month. The Tribute is putting some of those call net trips on there, and we'll see how that goes. They may still be catching bluefin at the end of January, the way things are going now. But definitely check that out, c4thlanding.com. Give us a call down here at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit the tackle shop. We're just talking about get your license for next year. It's only a couple more days here, a day and a half on that current license, and we always get people forgetting on the first of the year there. So don't miss out on that. Check out the tackle shop, get some gear, and get ready for another great year, you know, assuming this season ever actually ends here.
Good call, Marcos. Well, we certainly appreciate that. And like you say, a very good call and good timing, because you don't want to be left at the dock to catch your first bluefin of the new year because you didn't pick up your license. So
that's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. And you get that just a Rick breakfast burrito, like we talked about. Can't call it the Rock Hunt for the next couple of months.
Not until March 1st.
March 1st,
you can
call it
Rock Hunt. Just a Rick burrito, not a Rock Hunt.
Your Rick breakfast burrito, get your license, and get out there fishing.
Good call, Marco. So, again, we want to say the same. Thanks for a great year of reports. You do such a good job, so automatic. And, like I said, it hasn't been a hard year of doing reports at Seaforth with all the crazy fishing you have, but we sure appreciate you putting in all the time and effort and getting up early and talking fishing with us every morning.
And I think it's just a warm-up for next year when we're going to have even better fishing.
I'm with you.
Three more, buddy. Marcos, great job. Appreciate that. We'll look forward and talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Live Bait Hooks. They drive the point home. Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bends and ideal barbs to allow your bait to swim harder and longer. And when they do fall victim to the intended predator, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success.
Indeed. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial is out fishing today, so that's why he didn't give the Northern Baja report. He'll be back next week with that report. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Bill. Let's jump into it.
Sounds good to me. How about we talk to Tom, who's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning, guys. Happy New Year, Bill and Mark, Pete and Rick.
Yeah, he can still call him Rock Cod Rick. Yeah.
Still yeah. Morning.
Yeah, okay. Morning. Anyway, I got a question. I have a really old pair of your shorts, and they are the beige ones, and they have the raised AFTCO kind of, it's kind of like a vinyl logo on them. And I've used those things for years and years and just love them. And unfortunately, they're beige, and so every trip I've really worked hard to get the stains out. And this past year, I'm not sure what it is about yellowfin blood, but I've worked really hard on that. My go-to source for that is OxiClean, and I've, you know, really soaked them and everything and had a hard time getting it out. Anyway, my question is, did the fabric change at all? You know, and I'm going back to the very original ones. And of course, the fact that the shorts are beige doesn't help matters with blood. My newer go-to ones now are dark blue, and I don't have a problem with those. So that's my question.
So our most stain-resistant short is the what we've talked about here so much, the MO1 and the MO1L. That is a separate material from most of the other. There is, you know, we've over the years probably made three dozen different styles of shorts. So each short you make differently. They're not all focused on as with that MO1 stain resistance. Others shorts have other features, as we talked earlier. Maybe you want more stretch. Maybe you want it to be a little softer fabric. Maybe you want it to be a little cooler fabric. So each pair of shorts is going to have a different fabric. The maximum stain resistance would be that MO1. Others have stain resistance built into them, but not to the degree that the material in the MO1 has.
And not just in beige. I know MO1 is available in a lot of different colors.
I think there's like, you know, 14 different colors.
Yeah. All right, Tom, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Happy New Year to you. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Bob, and he's calling us from Simi Valley this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Let's go ahead and talk to Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens.
That sounds good. Hi, Kenny.
We talk to Bob.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Kenny.
Hey, this will be my third year of being a CCA member. My wife's second year.
Thank you, Kenny.
We've been to a couple of events, barbecues. We enjoy it over at the Long Beach Rod and Gun Club and stuff. I saw over one of the events, I saw the Dickie style shirts. I failed to get one at the event. Is there somewhere I can go and get one of those, like online or something?
So you mean Dickie style?
Yeah.
Like a button down CCA type shirt?
Is it button down or is it pullover?
No, it's button down.
Okay. Yeah. Those would be available at most of the local tackle shops. You can always go to AFCO.com, and on AFCO.com there'll be a list of the dealers nearest you. You could buy it directly from the AFCO.com site, or you could use the dealer network to find the dealer that's closest to you.
Indeed. I got to tell you, another home run that you guys done recently is that Serious Tech shirt, button-down shirt. Thing is so comfortable. Basically replaced the travel shirt is what my guess is, right?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did. And it's more, I mean, I love the travel shirt, but it's more comfortable. It's less, I mean, not that the travel shirt wrinkled at all, because that's the whole idea, but you can throw it in a ball and take it out of your suitcase, and it looks like it's brand new.
We've also got one called the Wrangle that's also very popular as well.
And, the Wrangle.
Those things are all made out of synthetic fabric, so you can travel with it, pull it out of your suitcase, and not have to worry about what it looks like.
Yeah.
With my wife, she just she washes them, just pulls them out of the dryer, and doesn't have to worry about ironing them, as we have in the past with so many shirts.
These are new ones, right? The Wrangle as well as the Digby, right?
That's it. That's right.
Yeah, and those are all woven textures.
It's all woven. It's all no cotton in it. It's all performance material. Some have some mostly polyester. Some have some elastane in it for some additional stretch.
Yeah.
But it's they're very comfortable. And then and many of them have a vent in the back that's not going crosswise, but it's going vertical. So actually, when you move your arms and your shoulders, it gives you sort of additional movement back there, so it doesn't bind on you.
Both long sleeve and short sleeve.
Both.
And here's the other thing too that's really cool that you're doing now. You have a company. You have a company logo you want to put on them. You guys can do that too.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, which is really an amazing thing. And they look good with the company logos. Look really good.
We get shipments all the time at the shop for Royal Polaris. I know they put their boat logo and picking things on shorts and shirts and jackets, and like you say, it's really classy and really good looking.
Yeah. There's some quantity minimums and all that, but yeah, that's possible.
Indeed. Kenny, Happy New Year to you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Again, 858-457-1090 open right now. If you want to get through, there's your chance to have an opportunity to talk to Mr. Bill Shedd, president of AFCO, and, of course, the chairman of the board of CCA. Let's talk about your dad, Milt, for a second. And what an amazing guy, and geez, what things he did in his lifetime for fishermen and fishing. First of all, is it true he founded SeaWorld? Is that right?
Yeah, he and a fraternity brother from UCLA. He was the co-founder, was the SeaWorld board chairman from the beginnings when they started to put it together, 1961. They opened in 64, all the way till he retired in 1985.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that Dad just loved to fish, loved the ocean, was fascinated by the ocean. And I know a lot of guys that love to fish, but nobody that was more curious about the ocean than what Dad was.
Yeah.
And I remember him as a kid saying, Billy, we took your mom and I took creatures from the sea that really belonged to everybody but belonged to nobody. And in building SeaWorld, it worked, so we made money out of it. And so that means that we have a responsibility as a family to look for ways to find ways to do good things for the ocean. And he says, in your lifetime, you're going to benefit from that as well. And so you need to have that same mindset. So he just instilled in AFCO that same edict sort of went forward and instilled the same sort of thought. So part of our culture really comes from Dad, and that is that we're just going to be involved in resource issues and industry issues as part of our business plan, as part of our model, as part of our just who we are as a company. And it doesn't mean it's always easy, and it doesn't mean that you can find the time to do it, but we do, and it seems to work, so we'll continue to do it. And when you have the respect for your father that I had for my dad, and he asks you to do something, then you just do it.
Wow. And he'd be very proud, for sure. No, I know he is proud, for sure. What you've done is just outstanding. And the other thing you've done, too, for other people in the industry is be a role model for other manufacturers in the fishing industry. If more manufacturers, and there are, thanks to CCA and other organizations, you're starting to see more people get involved in these organizations. We still have a lot of work to do, but I'd love to see more manufacturers in this industry get involved.
And there are, and we've lots of names, but we haven't mentioned Doug Laska from Okuma.
Okuma, yes.
Okuma was one
He's
of the
there four, every meeting. Yep.
And it was there. Okuma was one of the original four companies that put the money up to get CCA started. And Wendy Toshihara from Iser. I mean, she is so and representing that company.
Hard.
She works so hard and does so much and. There's lots of people and working for business.
Jimmy Salazar, man.
Jimmy
that
Salazar,
guy,
he's awesome.
Unbelievable how much work he puts in.
Huge amount of time in putting the tournaments together and with the White Sea Bass program.
And there's a guy that has no agenda
right.
other than to further the fisheries.
Absolutely. And I don't know if we mentioned John Bellotti earlier, who's also on the executive committee and is on a national board, a marine protected areas board. Went to the first meeting and they all were talking about how people in California love the marine protected areas.
Yeah.
He says, no, wait a sec. I live in California. That ain't true. And set them straight.
What about Don Trojan?
Don's been
there. Gosh. I mean, that guy, first of all, he did the match of the first match for the Anthony Shea match of you
Don,
and
Don put up $20,000 to help with that match.
Yeah, and Don is an accountant, for crying out loud, and he's the accountant for CCA. He does all this volunteer work, and he doesn't have a fishing industry thing other than his passion for fishing, right?
That's really the the case with whether they're in the industry or not. Everybody has a passion for fishing, and guys like Dave Bacon is he's attending meetings, and a lot of these meetings and committees, it's just not fun.
Yep.
But somebody's got to do it, and he does. And Bill Varney stepped up to help with the communications, which is a Bill's big area that we need additional help with from a staff standpoint. And frankly, that's what we'll take. CCA will take first priority for the money that we raise, and hiring this other person is to get somebody with a communications and a marketing and social media background so we can we've done good things. Frankly, CCA has done a horrible job of communicating and letting people know about what it is doing and who it is and what it's going to do. And that that position will be a big help to Ali, who's also been very, very involved in the marketing side of it and to Bill.
Yeah, indeed. So the match that Anthony Shea does, the $100,000 match, he fortunately gave us another month, right?
I just talked to him on Thursday, and he says he's willing to extend it through January, because I was telling him that we have several guys that have made commitments that we haven't received checks yet. And he says, fine, you can have till the end of January. So I'd encourage everybody out there to, if it's $10 or $20 or whatever the amount, it all gets matched. So
if you give $100, if one of our listeners out there, or a bunch, I certainly hope a bunch of our listeners got out there, you send a $100 check to CCA, it's going to be $150.
That's correct. It's two for one match. It goes to $150.
Yeah. How about that? And it's only through the end of January. So if somebody's out there listening, I want to help CCA, I want to donate some money and help this match and help us go further for the future of saving our fisheries, like bluefin tuna or whatever it may be. What do we do? What's the process?
So you could go online and go to cca.com and make a contribution there.
CCA California.
CCAcalifornia.com,
right?
Yes. Or you can.
CCAcal.org, I believe it is.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Let me double check that.
Better yet, if you have a check, just send it directly to Wayne. Send it to WKOTOW, KOTOW, at CCAcalifornia.org. That's WKOTOW, WKOTOW, at CCAcalifornia.org.
That's awesome.
CCA all the way spelled out, California.
Yes, CCA, California spelled out, .org is Wayne's email address.
Yeah, and that's also the website, too, CCAcalifornia spelled out, .org.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so if you want to make a donation, you can do it right online there, too.
And something else as far as getting information out, we said we're going to hire another person. There may be somebody listening to this this show this morning, or somebody that knows somebody that has a marketing, a communications background. If you know that person, or if you are that person, contact us at CCA California. Send your resume directly to Wayne Cotto at CCAcalifornia.org, and you may have a job come out of this radio show today.
That's cool. The other thing too I might add too is another easy way to do it is make a check out to CCA California. You can mail it to my office at Let's Talk Hookup. Go to our website, letstalkhookup.com. The address is right on there, the same with AFCO. If just make out a check to CCA California, pop it in the mail to Let's Talk Hookup, pop it in the mail to AFCO, and we'll make sure that it goes to the right place.
That simplifies it. Thank you. Thanks, Pete.
Sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
No matter
matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Well, first and foremost, just want to say a big thanks to Kevin Kelly and our good friends at West Coast Marine. But Kevin sent me a message during the
Parker
break.
Parker dealer.
Yep, that the best boat around. Kevin just said to put West Coast Marine down for a $500 donation to CCA, and we sure appreciate that, Kev, for sure. And
so thanks, Kevin. Yeah, so that awesome. $500 that West Coast Marine just donated is now $750.
That's it, exactly. Thank you, Kevin. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks to the generosity of Kevin as well as Anthony Schaefer, all that. And so let's throw out that other company.
The challenge,
let's
man.
Go.
Absolutely.
Throw the challenge out there. Let's see where you can do. Because this, obviously, we're making results with this company and with this organization. I just think.
You know, and I do want to say when you talk about folks sort of stepping up, the Tuna Club of Avalon has stepped up in this process just hugely. I think there's probably been 20 different club members that have stepped up to contribute $1,000 to become life members just in the last month, just as part of this program due to this this match from Anthony. And all those donations have not been $1,000. One was $20,000. There's another one for $6, another for $5, another for $3,500, a number of So it's you know, thanks to specifically to the Tuna Club of Avalon. Those guys sort of got word of what was going on and decided individually to step up and help, and it's you know, that's never happened before as far as the breadth and the depth of people stepping up to help with something like this. So
yeah.
I know there's many folks that think, look, California is doomed. The state is so screwed up in how we look after run our state government, and you never have a chance of getting yourself out of it. I don't believe that. In Texas, there was a time when their fisheries were dominated by the commercial industry, and the recreational fishing community was just stepped on, frankly. And they said, look, many said, there's nothing we could ever do. They built a very successful CCA there. In Texas, they now dominate the fisheries resource in the state. And if we can get the 40, 50 kind of numbers that they have in Texas, CCA California, the sport fishing community, will have a huge impact on how our state government looks at the ocean and how they allow people to use it, and the sport fishing community's voice will be heard. I totally believe we can get that done.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people have done a lot of legwork. I know you've collected a lot of people's generous donations, too. I know personally I collected $1,000 from Point Loma Seafoods, which became $1,500. Thank you very much, John, and the Christian family, and collected $500 from Sagro Sport Fishing. And thanks, Al and Rosie and them, which became $750. So there's a lot of companies out there that still need to step up. So we're not, you know, if you believe in what we're doing, you know, this is the best opportunity just because of the match.
Never had this kind of opportunity before, and it's not just companies, it's individuals. If you care about fishing in California, frankly, you ought to be a member of CCA California.
Yeah.
No reason not to be.
How much do you get paid to be on that board, Bill?
I get paid twice as much as you do.
Okay, yeah, which means zero, right?
And what is 2 times 0?
Yeah, it's still zero. And that's the other thing. All this money, with the exception of the salary that goes to Wayne, basically, is going to go to fisheries. And we have to have a salaried position, and that's why we're looking for a marketing director, because Wayne needs help. It's a very, very... almost all the money you're going to donate is going to go to help fisheries.
There's a lot of things you can donate to, and 60% of it goes to overhead and goes to this CCA organization is very well run, very small budget. We've been working on $100,000 a year, get a lot done for it.
Yep.
It's
a lot of volunteers.
There's a lot of volunteers, and its base is volunteers.
Yeah.
Its foundation is volunteers. As we said earlier, the foundation of this are the local chapters.
Yeah. And I want to throw out a big thank you and kudos, too, to all the volunteers out there, too.
Yeah, man.
Many, many, many of them, from the presidents to the people that do the legwork when they have the fundraisers and stuff like that, they're taking their own time to do these efforts. So hats off to
you. Yeah, the presidents of the four chapters, and John Bellotti's a president in L.A.,
John's amazing.
He's awesome. Steve Palzo is the president down here in San Diego. Ron Owens is the president of the San Diego chapter, and Kevin Brannon is the chapter of the Channel Islands. Is the president of the Channel Islands chapter, and so we have four, and ultimately we're going to end up with chapters all over the state. It won't just be a Southern California thing. So I guarantee you, at some point in the future, one of our very small number of priorities is going to be look after salmon, because we need the Northern California folks involved. And the reason for that is we have one legislature, we have one Fish and Wildlife Department, and one Fish and Game Commission, and we need to be able to impact them from the whole state, and ultimately we will.
There was an interesting article in the Tide magazine this month, which I'm sure you saw, about the sea lion predation up in Washington on the endangered steelhead runs as well as the salmon runs, and how they've impacted the resources up there, and how they're making strides, CCA is making strides to work with the Marine Mammal Protection Act to try and skirt some of the issues to basically save a species.
An endangered species
being eaten
by a sea lion, and they still are having to fight with that.
Yeah, but that's an example of a regional area of what the things that place like a thing like CCA can do, and they're having some success, that's about as hard as it can get. But I mean, I don't know. Coastal gillnets was pretty hard. Bluefin tuna was pretty hard too. They're all hard issues. So these things can be done, but we need representation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it, buddy. Well, they're packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Bill. Why don't we jump back in and talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning? Hi, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you for taking my call. Bill, I would be remiss if I didn't call in today and thank you and your team at AFCO for everything that you do. Everything you guys just said was kind of a preamble to how I feel. And, Pete, you're going to see a check from me next week.
Fantastic.
So,
thank you.
Thank you.
No, it is my privilege as a diver and a fisherman and a lifelong Californian. We need to get everybody to step up. Money is definitely needed, but also time. I mean, I get a chance to work the Fred Hall every year and, you know, get to meet all of the people you mentioned and even more. And that in itself is a real advantage. So please, all my angling buddies out there, especially the ones that are in the Channel Islands group and San Pedro area and along the coast that fish California waters, please pony up a membership and think about giving an extra donation. So, Bill, thank you very much. And Pete and Rick, you guys also, because you're the leaders. You're the ones that are voice out there, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and that's well said. And the other need we have is if we're going to grow chapters, that means that you need presidents. You need individuals that can step up and develop a chapter. CCA has a game plan, shows you how to do it, but I'm sure that there's somebody listening here that, you know, we need chapters in inland of Orange County, up in the Riverside area. We need actually another one here in the San Diego area. We need there ought to be more than one in L.A. There ought to be one in North San Diego County. There's lots of opportunities in Southern California for additional chapters, but the starting point is some individual looks in the mirror one morning and says, you know what? Hey, look, I care about this ocean. I care about fishing. I have the ability to help. I'm going to take this on.
Yeah, and like Don, I want to just say, Don, thank you for your donation, and thank you for your call, too. And if like Don, if you want to just send the check, make it out to CCA and send it to Let's Talk Hookup. Address is on the website. It's 1220 Rosecrans Street in San Diego, 92106. And just send it to Let's Talk Hookup. I'll make it sure it gets to Wayne and the proper hands. And the same with AFCO, too. You could send it to AFCO, Attention Bill Shedd, and it'll get there, too. Jack Nielsen.
Yeah.
$1,000 to CCA. So that means $1,000.
Thank you, Jack.
From Accurate is going to be $1,500. So thank you very much, Jack. And, you know, we certainly didn't want this to become a telethon, but
we'll take it. Absolutely. What do you mean we didn't want this to be a telethon?
Okay. All right.
If people are going to contribute, then have at it, guys.
Just make this a telethon.
Absolutely.
Man. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thanks, right. Jack.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Bob. Bob's calling us from Simi Valley this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, fellas.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
I have two questions, an AFCO question and also a CCA question. Last year at the Fred Hall Show, I was able to renew my membership there, and by doing that, I was given a VIP entrance pass for the show. I wanted to know if they're going to do that again this year.
Yeah, you know, thank you for bringing that up, because we're talking about here ways that people contribute, and that is something that that Bart Hall and Mike Lum and the Hall Show have done each year. They're going to do it again next year.
Duncan McIntosh
and Mr. McIntosh. That is such a huge contribution back to the community, because you know, some of those dollars come out of their pocket. And
yes.
It's hugely gracious, it's hugely valuable, and it's an awesome deal for the people getting the show, because you get that booklet with all those discounts. But it's just one more creative way that members of the sport fishing community are trying to help this cause.
I know within that booklet, I know Wayne hustles his butt off, because we see him at the shop, you know, collecting donations from, you know, this shop and that shop and our shop and his shop. And I mean, it's an awesome opportunity at really good deals, and the best benefit is your money goes towards CCA.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, I just got a text from Jack Nielsen that I think maybe it was $10,000. There was like a comma in a decimal in a different place, maybe.
Sure, he must have meant to put a zero.
Maybe he wanted to put an extra zero.
Attaboy, Jack.
Attaboy, Jack. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about we talk to Jeffrey, calling us from Rosarito this morning. Hi, Jeffrey. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, fishing friends out there. I hope you understand me. I have a question for Bill. Like on your white sea bass, if you had like a gift from AFCO, maybe get your commercial fishermen down here in Mexico to turn in the heads before they sell them. Everything's sold for pounds, and they can see a reward out of it if it actually doesn't have a chip in it. And it does, maybe they could get some from AFCO, and they probably get more heads turned in.
You know,
good
question. Actually, what's done is a lot of the commercial industry has been very helpful in helping to collect heads so that we can figure out where these fish are going. And the guys that are fishing down south into Mexico, and many of those heads are brought up, frankly, and so many of them are being checked for tags. But thank you for the question and the comment.
Yeah, good one, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about next up, we talk to RJ, who's calling us from Riverside this morning. Hi, RJ, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Bill. Bill, appreciate everything that you guys do over there at AFCO. Definitely really appreciate it. I'm a CCA member and love it. Got a question for you. What would you recommend? I do a lot of my fishing out of my kayak for springtime kayak gear from protection for the from the elements.
Well, you're talking to a kayaker, and Bill Shetty kayaks all the time, right?
Yeah, you know, I fished out of my kayak very regularly. I live in Laguna on the water there, and I could go out in my backyard until the MLPA process came along and kicked me out of it. So I love fishing out of a kayak, you know, more in that way, I think, than anyway. I mean, what I wear is just any one of a pair of shorts. They all dry fast. So you got lots of choices there. And
I really
then just
like that stealth short. That's my favorite.
Stealth short,
yeah,
tactical
stealth short,
stealth short. Either of those are perfect. I wear the Samurai hooded performance shirt. You know, if you get splashed, you get lots of opportunities to get wet being on a kayak. It dries really fast. If it's so, if it's in the spring, you're probably not going to need much more than just that long sleeve shirt. And if it's if it's cold, if you're out early, or if it happens to be exceptionally cold, then just get the waterproof jacket.
The Solitude. Yeah.
That's waterproof up to 8K.
What does that mean? 8K.
Well, it means it's 8,000. It's a measurement of 8,000, and I'm not sure what the time element is of X amount of time in one of water running against that that garment before water will get through it.
And how does that compare with like the Ultimate, which is anhydrous?
Oh, that's probably 20 something.
Oh,
okay, I see.
So it's up. The anhydrous is sort of off the charts, and that's that's why the expense. Yeah, the it's 20K on anhydrous.
Yeah, but here's the thing about the Solitude. It's about $100 or $90.
Yeah,
less than $100 even. It's an amazing jacket.
Yes,
and it's so lightweight, and it's a great travel piece too, because you can ball it up into a little ball, and put it in your suitcase, and you always have a jacket in case it starts raining.
That's one of the best. That's one of the best products we have as far as it's $98. It'll keep you dry. I wear it even when it's not raining. It's just a comfortable, lightweight. You know, it would be a lousy jacket to wear in where it's snowing or wear in the Northeast. It's a great jacket for Southern California.
And you can logo it up too. You can have a logo put on it.
It's so ideal for Southern California skiff guy. You know, my boat partner Neil and I both have that exact same jacket because you know you get spray, but oftentimes Southern California, we get wet, we don't get cold, you know, and you need something that keeps you dry but not eat you.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're giving away an AFCO product. We're giving away a Horizon Fleece. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to vote, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of that AFCO Horizon Fleece is going to RJ in Riverside. RJ, congratulations. You are going to love that jacket.
Yeah, and Bill Shedd, thank you very much. I want to thank Wayne Cotto, too, for all his work. And he reminded me that CCA is a 501c3 charitable contribution. When you make a donation like Jack's $10,000, it's a charitable contribution.
That's correct. It is. Yeah, yes,
and
sir.
If you make it this year, it's important with the new tax laws.
Today would be a good day to write your check.
Today would be a good day to write that check, no doubt about it. Well, and here's an example of the unselfish nature of this man sitting next to me, Bill Shedd. We were supposed to talk about AFCO, and we talked about AFCO. We talked a lot about AFCO, but probably a majority was the, you know, talking about CCA and all the hard work. So thank you for all you do, Bill.
Awesome. Thank you. Enjoyed it. Glad to be a part of this.
For sure. And AFCO, I'm telling you, great products, and not only great products, but if you support AFCO, you're supporting fishing, too. And that's the cool thing about buying from AFCO.
No, thank you, guys.
Thank you. And thank you for being, of course, AFCO.com. You can buy everything on there or your local dealer network.
That's it.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. And thank you for listening today. Thanks for helping me out through my voice there, Rock Cod Rick.
Great.
Rick and I will both be back, and hopefully a little more voice tomorrow, with Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We'll be wrapping up the year 2017 with Tackle Talk tomorrow with the ultimate guy,
the guru,
Doug Kern, tomorrow. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass, and thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow right back here on the Mighty 1090.